A strong upfront contract gives you the opportunity to deal with your biggest fears upfront. If there's a particular element in the selling process that's placing undue pressure on you, you must deal with it upfront. For the purpose of illustration, let's assume that you have difficulty dealing with money. Bill, before I begin talking with you about my product or service, let me tell you what my concern is. My concern is that when we get to the end of the presentation, you're going to like what you see and hear, but I'm going to have difficulty asking you for money. That's always something I have trouble with. So that I can give your problem my full attention, are you okay dealing with the money up front? David Sandler describes it like this.
When you're dealing with a prospect, what negative behavior pattern do you experience that you're afraid to talk about? He's afraid to talk about money. He has a problem talking to people about making decisions, right? Who else? Let's go. This is good. Yeah. He has a problem getting referrals. Yes. She has customer empathy. Yes. Asking for the sale. Now. Yes. Trouble looking in their eyes. Anybody else? Hey, look. Hey, wait. Time. I got it. I told you when we started, you're not going to get 6 hours of value out of this program. You may get one thing. You've got to search all day long for that one thing. You may have just written something on your piece of paper. And you say, Sandler, if I get rid of this problem, enough, done, finished, great. I'll spend the rest of the day with you. But that was, anybody got one of those? If you could get rid of what you just wrote on your paper, it'd be worth the whole day. If you could get the husband and wife together, the whole day is solved. If this guy, what's your first name?
David.
If nothing else happened today, but I could help you solve that problem of rushing through the qualifying step, it was worth the whole trip, right?
Yes.
You got 5 minutes, I'm going to take care of it. It's done. Anybody else got one like that? Because, okay, you see, so just for him, this is the moment. All day long, you're only going to get one or two moments. So be looking for the moment. Don't sit back and try to figure out what you're going to get in 6 hours. All right, let me talk to David. When you have a problem that you have trouble with, here's how you solve the problem. Would you write the formula down? When I have a problem and I have trouble with it, here's how I solve it. When you get in front of your prospect, the first thing you do after sailfish is you tell them about your problem. When you get in front of a prospect, right after sailfish, tell them about your problem. Now, I'm going to give you some examples, and I'm going to do David's first. Mr. and Mrs. Prospect, sailfish. Mr. and Mrs. Prospect, let me tell you the biggest problem we're going to have tonight. I am so excited about my product or service that I should be taking about 15 to 20 minutes to make sure you're a qualified prospect. And my problem is I'm going to hurry through that process. Will you help me not do that? Let's do this one over here. He's on the telephone with his people. They're interested in what he has. He's going to say to them on the telephone, Mr. or Mrs. Prospect, can I tell you what the biggest problem we're going to have is? I get so excited about my product or service that I forget to tell you that both you and your husband must be at the interview. As I start to talk to you tonight on the telephone to tell you about what we're going to do, if you decide to see me, will you remind me that I have to tell you that you both have to be there? Who else has a problem? Come on, let's get rid of it. Go.
Asking for the sale.
What do you sell?
Financial services.
Mr. and Mrs. Prospect, let me tell you what my problem is. I sell financial services. I'm excited about what I do. I love what I do for people. It's exciting. It's why I'm in the business. I'm not a very good salesman. I'm going to have a problem at some point. I'm not going to ask you to buy what I have. You're going to have to help. Let me tell you what it looks like. When you feel like you're ready to buy, will you hold your hand up? It's gone, baby. It's gone. It's all fixed. Now, do you have the guts to say that in the first 3 minutes?